United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, even more so than in other industrialized nations. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. The following year, on December 18, 1998, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, at the prestigious Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, the venue of the Oscar Awards for many years. On this grand occasion, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more contributed generously, with 2 charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation representatives smiled broadly, having received a check for $100,000. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. More currently, Supreme Master Ching Hai was awarded the Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation 2002, the Commendation of Dedication and Outstanding Service from the Mayor of Los Angeles 2002, and the highest honor at the 2006 Annual Telly Awards. Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members, entitled Rely on Yourself, in Hawaii, USA, in September 1994.
About movies and television earlier, and this question came up. I wanted to ask you, and I think television and movies gives me that without personally having to go through, you know, fear and pain and anguish and so forth. So, you know, when a movie's over, you turn it off, and then you can kind of forget about the fear. Why is that? And what about laughter? I'm just wondering about the two things, if they play similar roles in life. Like, is the experiencing fear on like a necessity? Is experiencing laughter
on the necessity? Necessary. Yeah, they have a lot of comedy going on.
Yeah.
And good for you. Why not? And I tell you a lot of jokes. Mm-hmm. You laugh all the time. I'm not serious monks. It's good for people when they like it. Yeah. But it's not good for children sometimes. That's all. And people like it, it's fine, you know. But sometimes, for the young mind, this is a kind of encouragement for violence, and that will bring disaster upon their lives. When they see too much of the violence as a joke in the movies, as a very easy thing, and then later they try to practice it. You know, you are what you learn, and you are what you are with in the society, no? That's why these films should be, I think, more restricted. Laughter should be more, yes. But sometimes the joke is not so decent. So also everything should have a refined taste, would be better. Huh? For me, it's all right. If people want to live dangerously, then they should risk their life only. You know me? And not to risk other people's lives and using guns and that for very random purposes. What I am not very supportive of is against nature that you kill. As you practice, you will learn to see differently on the issues of sins and virtues. We are here to learn, and we make a lot of mistakes. It is allowed. It is allowed. But if we make too much mistakes, you know, and at a lower scale, of course our soul will receive the lesson he learned, and it cannot develop very further. That's all there is. And probably these souls had to stay there and wait in a waiting list for long aeons in order to come back and relearn, reveal their future with a different basis. All right?
Yeah. And one other thing, when we do reach heaven, all of us, and we're all still going to be at different levels, even though we're all in heaven.
Yes.
Is there still opportunity, as it is on Earth, to still even further advance even more at that point?
In heaven?
Like you do here on Earth.
Oh, to the initiates you have. Yeah, in heaven also you have. But to the initiates, they are already in a continuous school. Suppose you leave the Earth before you reach the highest level, the fifth level or the seventh level. Then you continue to study there, you know, without having to go through errands and trials and all that. Yes. And other people in heaven, they will have to volunteer to do some things also if they want to advance. Or they can just hang around like that and do nothing and live in boring peace and, you know, not developed. Huh? All right? It's free will to each and everyone. We have chosen to be what we are and what we will be. Hmm? Yeah, please.
Our purpose of living on this earth is to correction of our shortcomings, to better ourselves, the situation can arise, and then try to live life closer to the Creator's love.
Is that right?
Then what is the purpose of meditating? Is it because so we can become better person faster, or that we get to know what is the purpose of my life here? And I'm not very clear about that.
Okay, I think she can answer you. Give her the answer. I talked for 3 days and she's still there. Just say what you understand. It's all right.
You know, for me, the purpose is that I get closer to understanding something about who I am, where I've come from, and what that energy is about, what that energy feels like. And as you do it, you get more and more invited into it. I mean, you get you get into a peaceful, blissful, understand kind of state, and then you kind of when you experience that, then you bring that back into your day-to-day life. And so then you are able to deal with each situation in a different way.
Anybody else idea?
For For me, the master has given a really good example when the master was comparing the babies, when the baby was sucking the milk and so on and so on. Every time I do meditation, I always think that I connect with the Lord up there and I'm just sucking the milk. When I do 2.5 hours every day, 2.5 hours of bottle of milk every day I do, so that I eventually get grown up just like the master has compared. And that's all I do. I don't question it because I just think that the Lord just given me 2.5 hour bottles of milk every day, and I just have to drink it. That's all there is to it. And eventually I'll know when I'm grown up, just like the baby. That's my version of understanding of what meditation is.
Right. Okay, I might repeat again a little bit clearly. For you only. For others, it's already clear. Yes. Something like, what is the purpose of meditation, right? You will know that as long as you meditate. You will know. Okay? So now, before that, you are eager to try to do a little bit of explanation, right? If you say a purpose of life is getting to know the Father and be more like the Father, then you have to meditate. That is your answer to your question. The answer lay in your question. See? Because if you don't meditate, you don't quiet yourself, you cannot clearly perceive in your advantage of who you are. I mean, subconsciously even. You don't need the mind only to know it. But you know the little bit through the vision. The vision is only the level of what the soul to see as connection. Vision is all like a byproduct. Yeah? So, anyhow, even if you don't see visions so much, because when you're meditating, you go to sometimes very high samadhi, or you really go to all that, your mind, your brain are not supposed to know what the soul knows all the time. Yes? Just like a chauffeur who took a foreign person to the palace, he is not supposed to come in. He knows that he takes the person through the palace. He saw the palace, a little bit something in the palace, but he is not supposed to know what his boss is talking about to the foreign person, alright? But the evidence is that you grow better every day. So at least you know that something is going on behind the scene, you know? And that should make you satisfied. You will be satisfied. And you will know intuitively or visionarily that you know something that beyond this earth. Just like you see, say, you take some crumbs. Yeah? But the crumbs are better than nothing. Yeah? The little crumbs. Huh? Better than not. Okay? Besides, we are the prison of the flesh. We can't enjoy all that heavy offered to us. Just like a person in prison now. You have a brother in prison. Even though you are prison and you have a lot of money, but for some reason, your brother is in prison. Maybe he committed something, or your brother is wounded there. Now you have a Rolls Royce and you have a house outside. Can you leave? If he is in prison, he is in prison. You wait for him. You wait in the house outside. You give the house to him. Where is he now? Okay? You can all give him some love. Like the food, again, a television inside, or the books, yeah? Or some candies, biscuits, it's very sweet. But that's all. You can't bring the inside, huh? You can't bring the beautiful, comfortable, big rooms with a lot of furniture, living in the next century, without in the prison for him. Even though he might be released, very good, and he didn't say anything like that. This is better, but what I mean is, you can't give him anything. Even though he belongs to the other side. Okay, now, we have to see what the world can offer. Okay? And inside, we got help from the hierarchy of the family. That's why our life is comfortable. Yeah, it seems like an invisible hand is taking care of our life. And sometimes it's even invisible. Many people are not denying the vision of the master. But the impression you have them in time of trouble and in time of miracle, they see the master all the time. And sometimes all the heavenly beings help us with the master. Or sometimes the master sends sometimes the demons to help and not the master personally because it's not necessary. So, if you don't know whether your brain truly knows it or not know it, it doesn't matter. Because if we work with the soul system, brain is only a computer. Who does the computer know about the own? the computer only can see what is happening and people are like this, right? But at the end, you know, you do. Computer is not optional, it cannot go. And you go to the room, you love your children, you go to the movie, you love your children. What does that have to do with the computer? You don't have to know your enjoyment. The computer cannot know your enjoyment. Yeah? The brain is only a computer, no emotion, no feeling. The feeling is another gender, another thing. It's a special. So I'm not a person who knows what you're doing. Right? But you know it. It takes time to know.
When I was meditating, so I was thinking about you somehow.
Yes. Otherwise, sometimes you cannot bear the sorrow and the happiness of this world. If we know it in advance, we shrink. Yeah? We don't want to wait for them. It's very difficult for us to know that in 2 years' time, we would have very bad accidents and fractures and hospitalized for 2 months, things like that. Then you will leave the drama and the video of your life for 2 years. When we are in fire situation, we have to undergo the future. Or even happiness. We are in the future and we can't have a family anymore. We are living in the future. Or in the present time, we are living in the future. No way. Anyway. So that's how good, huh? And some people are still living in the future. But the way is the future. All we have enough to do is present. Present time. Now it's important. Okay, I'm going to do it right now. And this is your life. Huh? So let's see, and this is your life. Future depends on the present. Okay? And you don't worry about it. The past might not be yours. And somebody will get it at the end of it. That's something that we have to go in order to go to the practice state. That's why you have to meditate a lot to practice this art. Just like when you go to the sea, you know, sometimes the sea waves will be. But once you go through that wave, you know, in the shore, next to the shore, you will go to the calm water. It's not so much waves anymore. And then you can do a lot of surfing or boats, rowing, things like that. It's fun. So it's just like a spiritual practice. Sometimes you're weak. Because sometimes you're weak bodily. And also spiritually, we are weak. At that time, maybe because you're influenced by something, or by the society, or by the background, you have not been able to overcome. Spiritually like that. Also, we cross the rough time of the beginning, and then later on, we'll be okay.
There is a good feeling when you say something that is good, or you do something good, when it's bad, you have the right feeling, and you know it's bad. Is there a time when you think something is really good, like you somehow use it to mask the real feeling from your heart? I mean, if it's good and bad from your heart, it's good that it comes from here rather than future.
Mm-hmm. The good comes from the positive side of our nature, the bad comes from the negative side. Mostly the negative side will more often come here, the environmental influence, and then the habit that we learn with the people we are in, the company we are in. Just like you're not born a smoker or alcoholic, you learn it from the society. And once you become a smoker, whenever you see a cigarette, you just want it. And when you don't see a cigarette, it's giving you one, you want to have one. And all you want to have one more. Because you get into this habit, you're not born with it, okay? That's why, you see, between people, even between same DNA, same group, suppose you speak to the other, but still, one person goes to become a star of political field or other field, right? or movie star, and other people have some probably murder or killer or thief or violent person. It is because both were exposed to different environments. You see what I mean? Huh? Oh. Because learning of it is, we can easily to forgive them. Huh? Otherwise, we can use the children so that we're just born with the
So the best thing is not come from the heart. A good thing you're born with.
Good thing
you're born with. You're born with heavenly quality. And thou with heavenly good. Tools to come down.
And then down here, you drop into religious school with all kinds of things to learn to react. And if you have a heart not really strong enough and you give in, then you drown. Okay? That's why I tell you that you don't look at singing the verses the way we do. Very tolerant to give you the love.
Thank you for spending the time with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again tomorrow for part 4 of Rely on Yourself. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitant. Up next on Supreme Master Television, right after Noteworthy News. May your life be overflowing with wisdom, joy, and compassion.